and they find it absolutely hilarious. They aren't the X. They aren't no names. And they aren't gentlemen. They are Gemma and King. And this is Social Downfall Radio.
Yes, it is. Believe it or not, don't adjust your computers or your stream or your volume or whatever the hell you use to listen to us. It is indeed Social Downfall Radio. It is a brand new episode, December 1st, 2016, just so I can put that out there so you know it's true that it actually is a new episode. My name is King.
And it's Gemma.
And, we decided just to skip November. They have No Shave November. We had no show November. We're going to get into that, the reason why we were kind of off the air for a bit. It's the kind of the second big hiatus we've already had. Not a good way to start a show when you're trying to build momentum. It's not good to take months off, but there it is. But anyway, before we even get to anything else, I got some very exciting news.
I actually got
this exciting news a while ago from our good friends at Brain Stew Media. You know, the people that help, you know, disseminate this show. Salmon. they help, you know, distribute the show and have people listen to it, which is always a good thing. They got sponsors.
Oh, my gosh.
We have super sponsors.
Woohoo!
First sponsor, Adam and Eve. Listen. You got to start somewhere, and why not with Adam and Eve, right? Listen, if there ever was a proper sponsor for this show, it's Adam and Eve. Obviously, Adam and Eve, for all your adult fantasies, I guess is a way to explain it. Adult desires, adult toys. We're not talking about Transformers here or nothing, no. Although some of them are battery operated. Batteries not included, by the way. Anyway, Adam and Eve, great selection of toys. Hey, listen, Christmas is coming up, and Lord knows, it's always better to give than receive. So, I mean, going to adamandeve.com would be a good way to maybe have yourself a very Merry Christmas would be one way. Or, to help the person that you love in your life have another Merry Christmas. Oh, yes. Oh. Gemma just had to sneak over and look at the Adam and Eve read that I'm looking at. And, yeah, no, there's several toys. Their magic wand is there. I believe that's the rabbit. And I believe that's a prostate massager. I believe. I'm not sure. I'm sure women can use it as well. I'm sure if it vibrates, it works. Here's the thing, though. If you do go to adamandeve.com and want to order something, if you use the discount code BRAIN, BRAIN, BRAIN Stew, you know how we work here, you're going to get 50% off of your purchase, 3 free adult DVDs, and a surprise gift. Believe it or not. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
Now, I remember when I used to do the other podcast, they always wanted people to get the surprise gift and send it to the show just to see what it was. To see, like, is it like a surprise butt plugger or something? Like, what is the surprise gift? It's the surprise gift so hot and sensual they can't even mention it.
Well, I don't want the surprise gift. If you guys do order, how about this? Show
you
us a video.
You want the 12-inch double-sided? Oh, okay.
Show us a video of an unboxing.
Oh, do it like an unboxing video. Let us be specific. Unboxing out of the cardboard box. Let us be very specific about that, because I think that might be a breach of like a YouTube, the YouTube terms of service. You probably shouldn't be able to do that. So unboxing out of the cardboard box that it is shipped to you in. Anyway, adamandeve.com, if you use the discount code BRAIN, BRAIN, you will get 50% off of your purchase, 3 free adult DVDs, and of course, that super surprise gift. Now that we've gotten Adam and Eve out of the way, for now, because I'm probably going to go back there and order some stuff. We were gone all of November. I don't know if anybody noticed, because I don't know if many people really, pay attention to us. But we were gone. We were not. We didn't do any shows. And there's a couple of reasons for this. And it just seems like November took just a giant dump on everything here at the SDR Studios. Skunk Duck Studios, SDR Studios, whatever. There's a lot of things that are going on here. Let's start off with the beginning of November. And I'm sure everybody's favorite topic, the election!
Oh, boy.
Yes! No, we had the election, obviously, here in the good old United States of America. And, well, Donald Trump won. To the surprise of many people. Including me. I made the mistake of on the Book of Faces to say that I who I voted for. Now, I didn't vote for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, but I voted for a third party and I just burped. So when everything kind of went down with Trump winning and everything like that, a couple of people on the left side of the aisle, the liberals, the more progressives, you know, what have you, they were upset. A little upset that their candidate didn't win. And were looking for, I guess, scapegoats. Or just needed to vent some anger. Lo and behold, there's my little status saying who I voted for, and it wasn't for Hillary Clinton. So, well, I got several death threats is basically the long and short of it. To the point that I actually, deleted my Facebook for about a week just to let things cool down a little bit. And also, I didn't do the show. We decided to just calm down on that. Well, number one, it was hard to do the show without doing any kind of research through Facebook. Where, you know, Facebook, we have a nice little page that we do show prep for. You know, where we put all our stories that we're going to talk about and things. Like, believe it or not, we actually do show prep. It's weird, but we do. I know. But it was just kind of weird. It was a weird time. It was a weird time. It was kind of stressful. So we decided, you know what? We'll skip that. We'll just skip that week. We won't do that week. And this is the following year. I think that was that first week, and then we missed it. I forget why we missed the next week. Why did we miss the next week? Did we just not do it?
I think so.
We're just busy or something? I don't know. I think I was still off of Facebook at that time. So we missed kind of 2 weeks there. Upsetting. I missed doing the show. I wanted to do the show. So anyway, we got over that. I decided to we were going to come back. I got Facebook back. We're setting everything up again. We got everything kind of ready to go. And then it was time for the universe to take a big dump on you, and a far bigger dump than it took on me in any way, shape, or form. What happened?
I got a text, or no, it wasn't even a text. It was a phone call from my one aunt. Now, just to preface, my mom has four sisters. Three live back home.
Back home being in
New York.
Kind of upstate New York there.
Not upstate. But so they all live together, and my mom lives in the Bronx.
Okay.
My one aunt texted me Saturday telling me my aunt was in the hospital. Monday, I got a phone call saying there was nothing that they could do for her. And so we rushed out to New York. I can't do it.
Okay. Well, I'll finish up here, because I know it's rough. So basically what happened was we did have make an emergency trip out to New York to go see Gemma's aunt, who unfortunately did pass away. And obviously there was going to be no show that week, for obvious reasons. And then also there was then your mom had to go and have your mom ended up with a stroke too. At the same time, as all this is going on, as everything else that could possibly be dumping on you is dumping on you, then this comes up as well. So it was not a good week for Gemma. Wasn't good a week. It really wasn't a good week for anybody. And then the following week was Thanksgiving. So there was obviously a lot of family things going on, so we didn't have a chance to record a show then. So here we are now. It is... well, you're hearing this on December 1st, like I said in the beginning of the show. So we're starting a new month, new page, going to start off clean slate. And try to not suck. I don't know how well that's going to work. But we're going to try and do our best and get over some of the bad stuff that that has happened. Hopefully no more bad stuff happens. Again, it's 2016. It was kind of a joke going along, but 2016 was just like a really terrible year with all the celebrities and famous people that we know dying, beloved people. I mean, Prince died. Lemmy died right before 2016 started, but he kind of kicked it off.
Lemmy died,
and now everybody else is. I mean, the list is way too long. I mean, and just this past week, Carol Brady. Florence Henderson died.
I did not hear that one.
Yeah, Florence Henderson died.
Oh my gosh.
Florence Henderson died. Shepard from Firefly, as most of, I'm sure, the people who listen to this show know him from. He was also on Barney Miller. But yes, he died. And so, someone from my family told me somebody else died. I can't remember. There was somebody else pretty famous that died just recently. And it's just, and that's the point. It's hard to keep track now. It's really hard to keep track of who is that. If you're part of, like, if you're one of these celebrity death pools, and I've seen them around for a while, you're paying out a lot of money this year because almost anybody that anybody could have possibly picked is dying. So, but just on top of all that, it's been a pretty terrible year personally for both of us. You know, me, you know, not having the actual steady job, which I really want, and you know, again, doing what I do. Radio is not exactly going to be a steady job anyway, but still can't find anything, can't do anything. The rotting taint incident, that whole episode that happened there, you know, now we look forward to what just happened to us in November. And that was a steaming pile of crap. So we have 1 month to go. We have 1 month to go.
31 days.
Before we get to 2017. Now, again, we hope 2017 will be better. But then again, I hoped 2016 would be better than 2015. And that was a high disappointment. So, you know, again, we hope 2017 will be better. But then again, I'm kind of a pessimist, so I'm kind of expecting how much worse is 2017 going to be than this year.
I think I need to be the optimist here because it needs to get better. Between celebrities and real life, life needs to get better. Something's got to give.
And here's the thing: it's really for everybody, because there hasn't been too many people that I've seen that have had like, oh my god, 2016, that's a great year. Oh my god, no, everybody's 2016 has sucked balls. And I don't mean like human anatomy balls. I mean like billiard balls. That's why I can get away with that. You know. I don't think the FCC would find me, even though we don't have to worry about the FCC. I don't think they would, because it's billiard balls. And, you know, sucking on billiard balls is hard. It sucks. It really does. So, you know, it makes sense. It does. It makes sense. It makes sense to me.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
That made sense to me. So I think what we'll do is we'll end this here. We'll cut this segment off. Cleansing. Oh, get some of that yoga energy in here or whatever it is. At this point, I'm willing to try anything. To just try. I don't know if there's some weird juju in here. Oh. One more thing that kind of just like a crappy whole big thing. When we came back to Skunk Duck Studios from Thanksgiving break, we found out we had a nice little mouse infestation. So it's just everything. Everything that can go wrong has just gone has just gone wrong. Who doesn't like to be naked? Sure, we all do. But the police usually frown upon public nudity. Well, now you can stay out of jail and look good doing so with a t-shirt from Skunk Duck Design. From sports to politics to the wide world of nerdcraft, there's a shirt for you at Skunk Duck. They even have shirts for you 420 followers. Skunk Duck shirts come in both a regular and women's cut, and with sizes from extra small to 5XL, there's a shirt for everyone. Oh, did I mention they have hoodies too? Because they totally have hoodies. Go to teespring.com/stores/skunkduckdesign to get the shirt that's right for you. That's teespring.com/stores/skunkduckdesign. New shirts are being added all the time, so follow Skunk Duck on social media at facebook.com/skunkduckdesign for all the latest updates. Skunk Duck Design, the best ducking designs on the web.
Connect to Social Downfall on social media, like on Facebook at facebook.com/socialdownfallradio, and follow us on Twitter at Social Downfall, minus the O in downfall.
So it's like S-C-I-A-L? Oh, in downfall, so social, S-O-C-I-A-L-D-W-N. Yeah, that'll work. That sucks, though. It's hard to work with.
Downfall Radio, and I'm sure there's a lot of you out there wondering, why in the ever-loving hell are they playing Nickelback as a rejoiner? This makes no sense. Nickelback sucks, dude. Nickelback is terrible. And listen, I agree. Nickelback is pretty terrible. I've heard their live shows are actually really good, though. Haven't been, but I heard their live shows are very good. So, take that as you will. But as with most of the world, Nickelback sucks. I believe Nickelback sucks anyway. But they keep on selling albums. That's the weird thing. Like they're always like selling. They're always like platinum albums. It's like everybody. Here's the thing. Everybody in the world says Nickelback sucks. Yet Nickelback continuously sells millions upon millions upon millions of albums. So, somebody's effing lying. Somebody's lying about hating Nickelback. Somebody's like out there with their friends and be like, oh yeah, Nickelback, dude, they suck. Whoa, they're terrible. What a terrible band. Should go back to Canada, man. Oh God, they're so terrible. And then they walk home, they open their apartment, they close the door, they go in their room, they go to their iTunes or whatever, and they just start streaming and rocking out some Nickelback. And, you know, look at this photograph. Every time I see it makes me laugh.
I actually like Nickelback.
Oh, my God. Oh, your band. Get out. Get out. Leave. Anyway, but that's not the reason why I'm bringing up Nickelback. That's just kind of my stream of consciousness thought with them. It's like everybody says they suck, but meanwhile they sell millions of albums. Something's wrong there. Something's weird. But no, this is actually why we're talking about Nickelback, and it does have to do with their home, the Great White North, up there in Canada. They're taking a unique approach to handle drunk driving in Prince Edward Island. That's a province all the way out there on the by the Atlantic side of Canada. A Canadian police department is taking proactive steps to keep this holiday season safe by threatening to punish drunk drivers with its Nickelback cassette tape. The Kensington Police Service in the Prince Edward Island province posted a message on Facebook last weekend encouraging holiday revelers to divvy up driving duties, jot down the number of a cab company, or plan to sleep at a friend's house. Those are all good suggestions anyway, if you're going out drinking, whether it be the holiday season or not. Now, granted, holiday season usually includes more imbibing of the alcohol because the holidays suck and I hate them, and Christmas is terrible, and screw Christmas and anybody who likes it.
Bah humbug.
I am such a... I hate Christmas. I'll put that out there right now. I hate Christmas. I hate it. I love Thanksgiving, love Halloween. St. Patrick's Day is a great day for me, but there is nothing I hate more than Christmas. I hate... Oh, New Year's is great, too. I love New Year's. It's just that... Honestly, that those few days before and after Christmas... Actually, once Christmas is done, I'm great. I'm fine. My mood improves. But that week leading up to Christmas, like, the whole time, it just... I get angrier and just nastier and just... I hate Christmas. I hate it. I hate the season. I hate people who like it. I don't like it at all. I hate Christmas. I like Christmas trees. I like Christmas decorations. I just don't like the idea of Christmas. I know I'm weird. I don't get it.
Scourge.
I hate it. I hate kids. I hate little kids waking up so happy and getting what they want. Screw you, kids! Focus.
Dude.
Oh, I hate it. Oh, I hate it so much. So that's why I drink a lot on Christmas anyway. But anyway, for those dumb enough to drink and drive, the Kensington Police Department has a simple plan. And this is a quote from them. When we catch you, and we will catch you. At least that's how I read it. On top of a hefty fine, a criminal charge, and years driving suspension, we will also provide you with a bonus gift of playing the office's copy of Nickelback into the cruiser on the way to jail.
Now, are they going to play, like, Animal and Rockstar, or...
Well, they all suck, so...
But...
So you actually like Animal?
I love Animal.
And Rockstar?
Rockstar has a spot in my heart.
Is there? I'm guessing there's a story behind that?
It's one of Ansu's favorite songs.
Oh. I love you. I'm sorry for your loss, but that song still sucks. Oh, King. You know, he's so sentimental and understanding, really.
Isn't he?
I really am. F Christmas, by the way. As the quote continues, now, no need to thank us. We figure if you are foolish enough to get behind the wheel after drinking, then a little Chad Kroger and the boys is a perfect gift for you. The Kensington Police said that they did not want to ruin their perfectly good, unopened copy of Silver Side Up, the Canadian post-grunge... Prost-grunge? What is wrong with me? Post-grunge band's third studio album, which was a juggernaut commercial success in the early 2000s, going platinum many times over. We actually had one of their records in at WBSX when I worked there.
Sweet.
When you walked in, it was the Silver Side Up thing right there. Yeah. That's a nice little story. I don't know why I said it. It was autographed, too. It was very nice. The police department's statement obviously went viral very swiftly after it was posted on social media on Saturday. Online distaste for the band has built up over the years to the point where an otherwise routine post poking fun at a rock group can catch on this quickly. But why do people resent and mock Nickelback so much? Because they're terrible! That is why, article asking that rhetorical question, they are terrible and they're Canadian. That's the simple fact of it. Even Canadians hate them. That's how Canadian they are. Even Canadians are like, I hate those Canadians, eh? What a bunch of hoosers. Now give me my poutine and a cup of Timmy's. Don't you know? Oh, jeez. Do you ever have Timmy Hortons? That's good coffee. I think if you had Timmy Hortons, that would you'd stop drinking Dunkin's in a heartbeat.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
It's that good Canadian coffee.
Mind you, I haven't been to Canada since I was like 10.
Tim Hortons named after a very famous Toronto Maple Leaf. He died prematurely, but when he was a Maple Leaf, he started up the company called Timmy Hortons. That's why it's called Tim Hortons.
Wicked.
Yeah, that player's name. Tim Horton. Bet you didn't know that.
I'm shocked. Oh, my gosh.
But here's the thing, though. Like, as an American, doesn't this kind of... And I'm honestly not saying this to be joking. I swear I'm not. But doesn't this kind of fall into, like, cruel and unusual punishment?
No.
Why not? Like, you're basically providing audio torture. Is what you're basically saying. You're even saying, like, you know, we know that nobody likes Nickelback, so we're going to play this for you as a punishment for your crime. But the punishment for the crime comes after the arrest, you know, and you're able to do this as fun and as innocuous as it seems. It does doesn't this come across as cruel and unusual?
I don't think so.
Because didn't the U.S. troops kind of get some blowback for doing that with out in Iraq or in Afghanistan during the past two wars with prisoners of war? They would crank Metallica and like metal and Slayer music, and I think they got some blowback because people were saying, "Well, that's cruel and unusual punishment. You can't do that." You know, if that's something that's like a negative impact on somebody, then that's cruel and unusual. You can't do that while doing all that.
I guess I'm just so musically inclined that it doesn't faze me.
So even bad music to you would be fine.
Yeah.
Like if somebody just sat you down and made you listen to Yoko Ono full blast.
Sure. Why not?
Oh God. Now that's what they should have done. That's what they should. They should have put Yoko on there.
Now, mind you, my whole philosophy with music is there's no such thing as bad music.
Well, that's a lie.
Just bad musicians.
No, all music is bad. You could put there's bad music, not just bad music. That doesn't make any sense. Bad musicians make bad music.
It's all preference. What you find to be bad music, I may like.
Listen, and I understand that there is musical, you know, objectivity. You know, music is very subjective. You know, to whoever is listening to it. You know, to one person it may be good, to the other person it may be bad. I get that. But there's some music that is universally just bad. Like if you have somebody just banging on a garbage pail, you're like, that's not good music. But to somebody, I guess to the person doing it, that would be good music.
Yeah.
And if you've ever listened to like shortwave radio back in the day, which I used to do, or you know, YouTube nowadays, or any of like the online streaming sites or things like that, and you see what it's basically become, one big public access channel, so you can see what, you know, how crazy people really are. There's a lot of bad things out there, a lot of bad music anyway, and a lot of bad tastes, I guess, that people have that are considered bad. And if you play that for somebody, it could be considered torture. So my thought is, I don't know if Canada doesn't have this as part of their whatever they have as a Bill of Rights or whatever, but I mean, that seems to be cruel and unusual punishment to play something for somebody that they find not just unpleasant, but, you know, have a high dislike for, and could be agitating and painful for them to listen to. That's a cruel and unusual punishment.
I see your point, but I still don't think it would be.
Canadian fascists, man. It's the maple syrup mafia. How dare they? What, do you have nothing to follow maple syrup mafia?
No. No, I just want maple syrup.
Oh, dude, maple syrup sounds so good. And like the real stuff, not that fake stuff, like in the bottle, like the, you know, it's corn syrup with flavoring and colors in it. No, man, I want the real thing. I want the actual maple syrup. They boil it down. Oh, so
it's a lot of fun to make.
I can't. The thing is, I can't have it anymore. But I still fantasize about it.
Want to know how to get that special 50% off discount on almost any single item at adamandeve.com? Well, amazingly, if you offer the code
BRAIN
at the checkout, not only will they give you 50% off almost any single item, be it a hot toy, luscious lube, massage oil, sexy lingerie, or whatever you like, they're also now offering free shipping on your entire order. Oh, and if that doesn't get your motor running, if you order right now, they'll throw in 3 DVDs to start the night off right, and even a mystery gift. Here's how it works. Just enter the offer code
BRAIN
at the checkout at adamandeve.com. It's that easy, and Adam and Eve has a triple guarantee. They'll make sure you're totally satisfied in more ways than one. But this amazing deal won't last forever. So go online right now to adamandeve.com and enter the offer code
BRAIN
at the checkout.
These two were voted most likely to succeed in high school, which proves high school students have always been pretty f***ing stupid. Now, back to Social Downfall Radio.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar.
Ching, ching, bling, bling. That's a chatter.
Social. Downfall Radio, King and Gemma hanging out with you here on this first show of December, first show in a month, as we're getting ready to close out 2016. Thank God getting out of this year. Honestly, here's the thing. I think if that's it. If we survive 2016, it should be a thing to celebrate. Actually, I might make those shirts up for Skunk Duck Studios there on Teespring.
If we can survive 2016, we can survive anything.
We could. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's everybody who survives 2016 becomes immortal.
Dude.
That would be cool. And then there's all like a big Highlander thing where you have to kill everybody because there can be only one. You've never seen Highlander, have you?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, now, it's kind of weird. I'm kind of throwing everybody for a loop here because you listen to this music and you think, oh, this is going to be a wrestling segment. They're going to be talking about Shane McMahon and WWE and all that kind of stuff. No! I just did it because I like that song, and it kind of fits into the story that we're talking about. And that story would be new money. And I don't mean new money like, you know, oh my God, look at that person over there. They must be new money. They won a lottery. Oh, someone give me my champagne and coat made of baby seals. Not that kind of new money. You know, where they get snubbed down by people from higher, like a higher class or whatever. Anyway, no, this is England. Jolly old England, or the United Kingdom, I guess, because there's, you know, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland are still part of them for now. We'll see how that goes. You know, after Brexit, you know, everybody's kind of lost their mind. But the Bank of England made a new £5 note that is stronger, cleaner, and safer. It's actually kind of one of those plastic notes. Canada has them, actually. It's made out of like a polymer. It's like plastic. It's, you know, it you can't like really tear it like paper. You know, it has a lot more of the security features. It has a cool little window in it and stuff like that. I thought the Canadian money, if you scratch it, smells like maple syrup. There were some rumors around saying that if the new Canadian money, and if you scratch the window with the maple leaf on it, it smelled like maple syrup. But I talked to your Canadian
cousin.
He came down during the whole family visit thing that happened with you and your Aunt Sue passing. But I asked him, and he said, no, that's not true at all. That it doesn't smell like maple syrup.
Did you actually believe that?
No, I just wanted to know confirmation. I figured it wasn't. But there were enough people saying it where it's kind of like, now I'm just curious. I just want to see. He did say it smelled like beaver, but that was only after the strip clubs. Seriously, your cousin Rocky's awesome. One of the very few Canadians I really do like. Anyway, the Bank of England, they did have a new plastic £5 note that is stronger, cleaner, and safer. But as usual, somebody has to have a problem with it, and of course, it's a group of people who I like to make fun of most of all: vegans and vegetarians. Now you're sitting there wondering, how can vegans and vegetarians have a problem with money? First of all, they're either hippies and have no money, or they're like super rich people who can afford all the, you know, the super healthy foods and go to like Whole Foods and different places where, you know, it's strictly organic and gluten free, but it costs $45 a pound for a bag of carrot sprouts or whatever the hell it is.
So like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So you figure they wouldn't have any problem with money, but it's not so much the problem with money and capitalism, man. It's with actually how the note is made. Vegans and vegetarians are calling for the new banknotes, which have only been in circulation for 2 months, to be replaced because they are made with a substance derived from animal fat. But here's my big thing. The notes have been in circulation for 2 months. Did they not know that they were coming out with the new note? I mean, when it comes to, like, whenever the U.S. comes out with a new note, I mean, they have a press release, and you see the design, and you see things like that. And that happens usually about 2 years before they even start production on the particular new banknote. So if they knew this was something that was going to happen, and they knew what was going to be involved, why are they only bringing up now that it's been in circulation? Did they just wanted to try and cause as much problems as possible?
That could be it. Or maybe they didn't know what it was being
made.
Or
maybe nobody... I don't know. Anyway, the Bank of England confirmed on Twitter that the notes contain a trace of a substance known as tallow, a rendered form of animal fat processed from suet. I think that's how you say it. If not, somebody will correct me. Which is sometimes used in soaps and candles. Which makes sense. An online petition against the notes has been getting attention on Wednesday, this past Wednesday. The petition says the use of tallow is, quote-unquote, unacceptable to millions of vegans, vegetarians, Hindus, Sikhs, Jains, and others in the UK. The Bank of Canada says their banknotes also have tallow, according to the CBC report. Okay, so even Canada's like, you know, screw you. We don't care. I love Canada sometimes. But that's basically what it says. That's the end of the, that's all the article has there for me, so I guess that's it. So it's just kind of like, here, you know what? If you don't like the fact that your money's got tallow in it, give it to me.
I'll totally take it.
I will handle that for you so you don't have to touch or handle any of that disgusting animal fat. Now, if you boil the notes, can you get like a gelatin out of it or something? Yeah, like you have Jell-O money?
How did I know that's where your mind
is going? I'm just wondering, because, you know, it's all rendered and everything, so maybe if you render it out of it, it'll be like, you know... Like it could be like another rich person dish. You know how they have like the solid gold like ice cream cones and stuff like that, or you know like the sundae that costs like $45,000. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen those articles. Imagine having like a Jell-O dish made from actual money.
We're not making Jell-O for money.
We can make Jell-O for money, just not from money. Yeah, you said. From before, for enough from.
No, I said from.
No, you said for. Well, go back and play for you. I'm just saying. Man, that church bell is loud.
Really? I didn't know that.
I know. Well, I heard it the other day in one of the other shows that we did. Yeah, here's the thing. Skunk Cook Studios is right outside basically a church. It's a Catholic college right next door to us. So there's a church. And every hour on the hour, you know, it plays its bells. And then at noon, 6, and 8 o'clock, they play like all these churchy song timing things on it that last like 10 minutes, and it's so loud, and it's right next to the studio, and it picks up on the mics, and it's weird because here we are talking about Adam and Eve and anal beads and stuff like that, and then you have the church bells coming in, and it's just kind of weird. I almost feel sacrilegious, you know, if I had a soul, which I don't, and I'm not even ginger, so it's kind of weird. Are you okay? I heard that pop. Did you just pop your sternum? Ow! Oh my god! Did you dislocate a boob? That's a boob dislocation right there. That's going to put you on the IR for at least 2 weeks.
Are you a musician? Are you a singer-songwriter? Are you someone that needs help audio editing? Look no further than Brainstew Media. Based out of northern New Jersey, Brainstew Media is your one-stop shop for all of your audio needs. Whether you're looking to record your first demo, your next album, or your next concert, Brainstew Media provides the best service and prices you will find. Check out our rates, studio, and portfolio by going to brainstewmedia.com today.
More addictive than Game of War. And we didn't even need Kate Upton's boobs. Now, back to Social Downfall Radio.
I will kill you all. Nothing you can do about it. I will kill you all. Nothing you can do about it. Squirrely rap. Squirrely rap. Squirrely rap. You're all gonna die. You're all gonna die. Squirrely rap. Squirrely rap.
Social Downfall Radio. It's probably one of the shortest rejoiners we've had, but... I love that one. Here, by the way, if you have not ever watched Foamy the Squirrel from Ill Will Press, go to YouTube, look him up. Foamy the Squirrel, funniest thing you'll ever see.
And if you don't like Foamy, don't talk to me.
There's something wrong with me. How do you not love Foamy? Is the best. Love, you gotta love some Foamy.
Foamy and Gurr are the two characters. If you don't like, I can't talk to you.
Could you imagine they ever did like a weird YouTube crossover with Foamy and Gurr together?
Dude,
that would be awesome. I thought Squirrel, you do like this. I'm sorry, I love Gertrude. anyway, the reason we're bringing this up and having Foamy the Squirrel intro us into this particular segment is this one, this segment's going to be very squirrel heavy. I don't mean it's going to be a fat squirrel. Apparently, this is a story of a politician who, well, he doesn't like squirrels. How do you not like squirrels, first of all? They're so cute. I know they're like little rats with fluffy tails, but they are kind of cute. They're cuter than goddamn mice.
I have a weird obsession with squirrels.
You talk to squirrels. Gemma has talked to squirrels on her way to and from the bus stop and just outside, and she'll see one like there. And didn't the one like actually come up to you the one day?
Yeah, I've had them come up to me. I've had that. I actually had one of those look away things where I'd look at the squirrel, he'd look away. I'd look away, he'd look at me.
The creepy squirrel. Anyway, back in October, Howard Brookins Jr., an alderman in Chicago's 21st Ward, went on a public tirade about quote-unquote aggressive squirrels. Maybe some of these squirrels you know, very aggressive. griping that the furry critters kept eating through the city-supplied garbage cans. But Brookins had no idea just how aggressive squirrels could be. On November 13th, the alderman found himself in the hospital with a skull fracture after a squirrel leapt into the path of Brookins' bike, wrapping itself in the spokes and causing him to flip over the handlebars. Quote unquote, I can think of no other reason for the squirrel's actions than it was like a suicide bomber getting revenge, the politician told the Chicago Tribune. Oh, is it wrong that I'm thinking about a squirrel and like a turban just going like squirrel hula akbar and just going right into the spokes as you know teach you to speak badly about my race. Damn politician.
But squirrels really are like suicide. They're suicidal. They really are. When I drove, every single fall, they'd be under my wheel. I can't even talk. I've been laughing so much.
Some outlets, like the Chicago Sun-Times, covered the incident, but simply referred to it as a freak accident, apparently afraid to call it what it was, radical squirrel terrorism. Brookins posted a picture of the accident on Sunday to announce that he would be unable to attend events in the near future as he was still recovering from his Now, here's another thing, Mr. Brookins. Why were you not wearing a helmet? You got skull fractures. Why aren't you wearing a helmet, sir?
Tisk tisk.
How dare you? Ooh. They have a picture of the bike. And they have a picture of the squirrel in the bike. Ooh, that is one dead squirrel. Wait, hold on. Oh, it's like half of him is like, and the little tail's like coming out of the hub. So he's got like the tail coming out of the hub. The head is towards the top of the spoke. Man, that squirrel must have hated that son of a bitch. He must have hated him. Oh.
Squirrels are gonna take over the world.
I'm gonna have to save this picture. I gotta save this picture because we're gonna post it up on our Twitter and on our Facebook. Again, our Twitter at Social Downfall minus the O in Downfall, and on Facebook we are facebook.com/socialdownfallradio. Again, it's kind of a graphic, but you don't see a lot of blood. It's not very bloody, but you can tell that squirrel is messed up. But still, it begs the question, like, do squirrels know?
He made the picture his cover photo.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
That's kind of weird. That's like if somebody, like, you know, that's like if you had like a cop or somebody who had to shoot a suspect, and then they made the suspect their cover photo just all dead and blah, you know.
The alderman has made the image his Facebook cover photo as if to serve as a warning for squirrels who may try the same thing.
Now, see, I respectfully disagree with that. I see that. See, here's the thing. He, Mr. Alderman Howard Brookins, he did not heed the squirrels' warning. That was a warning shot from the squirrels. That's, listen, look what we can do to you. With one squirrel, we broke your skull. With one squirrel. Just one. Imagine what an army of squirrels could do to you, Mr. Brookins Jr. Just imagine. And now he's done this. I'll tell you what. Those squirrels that have Facebook, they are gonna be pissed. Why, hello, listener. It's King from Social Downfall Radio. And if you're anything like me, you're fat and love ramen noodles. No, wait, what? No, if you're anything like me, you love the world of mixed martial arts. And no show brings better coverage of the Octagon than The Cage Crew on the Brainstew Radio Network. Matt and Jeff provide no-nonsense MMA talk and tell it like it is. Good, bad,
or ugly.
The Cage Crew, Fridays at 4 p.m., available at brainstewradio.com, iTunes, and now on SoundCloud.
Just like the 1980s Nintendo cartridge, all we need is one good blow to work properly.
I don't understand.
Now, back to Social Downfall Radio.
Social Downfall Radio. King. Hanging out with Gemma here, and almost done with our first show back after a while. We've had some fun. We've talked about crazy squirrels going after Chicago aldermen. We've talked about vegans not liking money. What else have we done?
Nickelback.
Oh, yes. Canadian authorities using Nickelback to torture their own citizenry. Which, if I was a Canadian, I would get up and start a revolution and, you know, play the Nickelback song while I do that. Because that would be ironic, don't you think?
A little too ironic.
Yeah, I really do think. Alanis Morissette, another Canadian. Boom. We go. Look at that. We're just dropping knowledge on everybody. Look at that. Oh, I love it. Anyway. The intro song, in case you didn't know, the intro we played there was from a particular gentleman called Flo Rida. And if you put his name together, you know, you don't separate it there, it becomes Florida. And the name of that song that we played was called Insanity. And it makes sense because Florida's effing insane. It just never stops. It never stops. If it's crazy, if it's weird, if it's nuts, it's happening in either Florida or Ohio. Guaranteed, 99% of the time, that's where it's going down. If it happens somewhere else, it's a shock.
How many weird stories have we had from Florida?
I don't know. There's even a Twitter account called Florida Man, because so many of these weird stories start off with a Florida man in Jacksonville or whatever. You know, blah, 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 blah. Now, the scary thing is that my brother just moved down to Florida. And he's weird anyway. So now I'm just waiting for one of those a Florida man stories to come out from that area where he lives. Which, actually, he's not. I think he's not too far from West Palm Beach, actually. So he's in a really nice place. You know, he's a nice area. But I'm waiting for that story where he, you know, somebody gets caught with like a menagerie from a zoo during an orgy or something. I'm gonna be like, oh, yeah, no, that's him. Yeah,
I can only imagine.
Whatever you can imagine is probably too good for him. Anyway, a naked man has been arrested after attaching electrical wires to his penis and flashing his genitals to pedestrians from his car. Now, when they say flashing, since he had the electrical wires to it, was it like actually flashing like a Christmas light?
Maybe he That'd had Christmas funny. Lights attached.
Tis the Eat season. At Joe's. Eat at Joe's. Eat at Joe's.
Tis the season.
To be jolly. Kurt Jenkins, 56, drove swole. He was swole, y'all. He just came back from the gym, so he was driving swole. drove slowly, there we go, through gated streets in Boynton Beach, Florida, on Monday with an electrical muscle stimulator attached to his chin.
So wait, was he trying to give himself an erection?
Or just trying to work his Kegels? I don't know. But you can just imagine every time it went off, it's like, and just flops up and flops down. Like a fried fish.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God, that's hilarious. You know what? You know what could have helped this gentleman? Some of the fine products over at AdamandEve.com. And all he had to use was the code BRAIN, BRAIN, to get 50% off. The man declined. He gestured. I skipped ahead. I'm sorry. I lost my spot. This story's got me all... I'm all flustered. Oh, my God. I got the vapors.
Oh, my.
He gestured for a man to approach his car and pointed towards his groin before asking him to get in the passenger seat. This is the worst pickup ever!
Wait, he gestured to a man?
Yes. So, I don't care, man or woman, whatever it is. This is the worst pickup line in the history of straight or gay lives ever. Yo.
Oh my gosh, they have a picture.
Of his penis?
Well, the penis is blacked out, but...
Oh, okay. The man declined and phoned police after photographing Jenkins, sitting in the driver's seat with his seatbelt. Hey, listen, safety first, okay? He had his seatbelt fastened with the device stuck to his... Oh, there is the picture. Oh, that is such a small little blackout bar. Oh, you poor gentleman.
Oh. No wonder why he needed the muscle stimulator.
Yeah, he wanted to see if it'll help it grow for him. Oh, you poor guy. Oh, what a beer gut on him, too. My goodness, that doesn't help. That doesn't help. Jenkins was taken into custody after being thrown to the... Ooh, ow. Thrown to the ground by police while he was resisting arrest and suffered bruising and cuts to his face in the scuffle. I'm sure his face wasn't the only thing that was bruised and cut in the scuffle. Police were alerted to Orange Drive in Boynton Beach around 3:30 p.m., pardon me, by a man who said Jenkins had approached him. The victim said he slowed down his white Toyota to gesture to him to join him inside the car and made quote-unquote sexual remarks. Hello, sir. Would you want a shocking experience?
I'll blow your mind.
As you blow my electrodes? I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to think of sexual yet electronic.
Okay.
Puns,
okay. Touché.
I don't know if I have one. Oh, I guess after the sexual encounter, that guy would be crapping lightning. No, that's a Rocky thing. Never mind. Boo. Boo.
King.
I suck.
King, I expect better from you.
Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible. What is wrong with me? Oh. Let me see here. Jenkins had placed the pads on his penis and had the controller sitting next to his gear stick.
Now, which gear stick?
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. He declined Jenkins' invitation to get in the car and phoned police, but was able to take a photograph of him first. The victim advised he observed a naked man driving a white Ford. Okay, we got all that already. I'm just looking to see if there's any more details. Not too many details. You know, I don't want to know if he had a vein on it or not. But, Jenkins continued driving towards a school where children aged 5 to 10 were being released.
Oh.
Okay. He slowed down but did not approach any of the children, nor did any seem to go near his car. Okay, that's good. Because while the children were being released, so was Jenkins. He had tried to resist arrest but was pushed to the ground, suffering facial and, I'm pretty sure, groinal injuries. It's things like this that make me worry about my brother being in Florida.
Do you like pro wrestling that is real, in your face, and not congested with cheesy promos or two-minute matches? Check out Pro Wrestling Magic. Independent wrestling has never looked better than Pro Wrestling Magic. Don't rely on superstars for your need of wrestling. Check out real pro wrestling from Pro Wrestling Magic.
Check out their upcoming shows, schedules, roster, and announcements by going to their website, WrestlingIsMagic.com.
We keep this show commercial-free for you, the listener. Okay, no, that's a lie. We'd sell out in a heartbeat to Stuffin' Pets Family Taxidermy if we could. Now, back to Social Downfall Radio.
I don't want to have to do this again.
Downfall Radio, King and Gemma getting ready to wrap up this episode of Social Downfall Radio. Once again, thanks to AdamandEve.com for being a sponsor of all of Brains Through Radio. Of course, go to AdamandEve.com, put in the discount code BRAIN, B-R-A-I-N, get yourself 50% off, get three adult DVDs, that cool special gift that's so hot we can't even mention it, and all that other good stuff, just in time for Christmas, because when it comes to Christmas, who doesn't want to jingle their bells? Anyway, WWE TLC coming up. This is going to be a SmackDown branded pay-per-view. These pay-per-views coming fast and furious. We just had Survivor Series 2 weeks ago. Now we have TLC coming up here. The big match, the main event, AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose once again for the WWE Championship, World Championship. It is a tables, ladders, and chair match, so that would be interesting. Becky Lynch versus, this is probably the match I'm most looking forward to, is Becky Lynch versus Alexa Bliss for the SmackDown Women's Championship. It is a tables match. The first one to go through a table will be declared the winner. I like Alexa Bliss's chances, not because I think she's becoming a much better wrestler and that she's superior on the mic. It's because she's so tiny, she can't break the table. She's just so small. You could try to just smash her on the table, she'd go, man, she'd bounce right off.
5 feet of fury.
That's what I'm saying. Plus, she's got that ass that'll just bounce off anything. Just, she's got a great ass. What? And don't get me wrong, I love Becky Lynch. I love Becky Lynch's ass. But, Lynch's ass. Becky Lynch's ass. Wow. This just got really blue really quick. Hi, Adam and Eve. Alexa Bliss is, not only is she like becoming one of my favorite women's wrestlers for the fact that she can wrestle and is excellent on the mic doing promos, but be still my heart, man. She's probably the hottest wrestler, female wrestler today.
She's gorgeous. She really is.
You also have Miz versus Dolph Ziggler again for the Intercontinental Championship. This is a ladder match. This is, from what I understand, this is the end of the feud. This is it. This is going to be the last match between the two, which is why I certainly hope that it's the Miz that wins this one. Miz with the strap is better than anybody.
I love Zig, though.
I know. I know you love your cousin, but and that's a story we'll tell for another day. But I'm definitely on the Miz bandwagon. I love him as a heel, and he's great with the strap. So we'll do that. Then we have Nikki Bella versus Carmella trying to continue that feud. That's a no DQ match.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. And I think the problem is they brought Carmella up too fast. They brought her up when she never established herself in NXT as her own thing. She was Enzo and Kaz's valet. And she never established herself as anything else. And even now, when you see Carmella, like she goes to go, like she was on the mic yesterday during SmackDown Live, and the whole crowd starts saying, "How you doing?" Because there's no separation between Carmella and Enzo and Kaz. And that's what they could have done in NXT, but they brought her up too quick. So I just don't care about that one. You have Kalisto versus Baron Corbin. Holy crap, I don't care.
Ew.
Baron Corbin needs something else. I think Baron Corbin has a chance to be a great, great heel if given the right feud. Kalisto is not it.
Baron Corbin needs somebody his size.
He needs somebody his size, and he needs somebody his level. He has to grow. And facing Kalisto
again
all this time, that's not helping anybody grow. And then there is the tag team, SmackDown tag team, Super SmackDown, WWE SmackDown tag team champion SmackDown, where it's Heath Slater and Rhino versus the Wyatt family team of Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton. I think it's about time that the straps got off of Slater and Rhino. And as me and you were discussing yesterday, if Bray and Randy win this, this will be the first strap that Bray Wyatt has won.
And I think they're the perfect choice.
And I'm interested to see how it turns out. I really hope they pull the trigger on it and have the Wyatt family win. Bray needs... he deserves a belt.
He does.
For all that he's done and everything that he's been through, that man deserves a belt. He's put in some of the top quality work and has been screwed over by creative with the stop-start pushes. And just it's just been terrible. Hopefully, this is a switch to hopefully... start a build there with the Wyatt family as legitimate top flight heels and monster heels and terrible people. Because when they first came up, there was this sense that Bray could be the next Undertaker, that he could be the next real scary mysterious supernatural force in WWE, and I still think that he can be that, but the way that they've booked them, the way that they've had them is we made the point with No Mercy when he won at No Mercy, that was the first pay-per-view that I think ever where he actually won, where he won at a pay-per-view.
It was the first one from when I started watching wrestling again, definitely.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you started watching wrestling again is kind of when they came up. So it's kind of the fact that you haven't seen them win is the fact that they haven't won. So, I'm hoping that this is the start of a decent push. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm actually surprised that they've had Orton with them as long as they've had. I thought they were going to kind of do a Daniel Bryan thing with it.
I think they're good together.
I do as well. But we'll see on Sunday. As for now, show's over. For Gemma, my name is King. This has been Social Downfall Radio, and we'll see ya.
Social Downfall Radio is a production of Skunk Duck Studios and is distributed by Brain Stew Media.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail!
Now, see, here's the thing. I was doing the National Geographic theme.
Oh.
But somehow, I guess you took blue from that. You got blue from Blue's Clues from the National Geographic theme. All right. It's going to be a fun one.